My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. Well, these first couple of broadcasts this week have been interesting, haven't they? About illusion. You know, the Bible talks a little bit about that. We don't get tied up with the philosophies of man, and that we stick to the Bible and we stick to the simplicity of Christ. And in this very complicated world, that's getting really difficult because it seems like it's strange. The more educated we get, the more they look at the Bible as a primitive writing, and it's not for today. They look at the Constitution of America as a primitive writing, but then at the same time, they're chasing little demons on their cell phones running into a local park and going into private property. These are grown adults driving automobiles, leaving the car doors open, leaving the car running, chasing a make-believe demon on their cell phone, and then they will say to us that Bible is a fantasy. Interesting, isn't it? With all this, you can see the brainwashing that has been taking place to man. Mankind. And it's kind of like this herding effect type taking place that worries me a little bit. So like the Matrix, you know, take the blue pill or the red pill. The red pill, you find out the truth. You go back into the red, to the rabbit hole, and you find out reality. And I think today, here in America, we all need to find out reality. There is no fairy godmother that's going to give us everything for free. That we have to come to a awakening up, a realization that people hidden behind the scenes like a puppet master is feeding you and I things to make us feel good, but they're not reality. And I believe in these next 90 days that we're going to step into a place of reality. And I want you to realize your Bible will keep you sane. By reading the Bible, you'll have an anchor to the truth. With the Holy Spirit living inside of you, the Spirit of Truth, the Strengthener, the Paraclete, the dunamis dynamite power of God, you will be able to walk through this next season, because what you've seen up to this place is nothing to but what you're about to see. They're going to want you to deny your five senses, what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you feel. It's coming to that place to deny our own reality that we see and hear. And so we have to come to a place to strengthen each other, because this is the insanity that is taking place in the world now. If you look at ISIS and these people who are copycats with that and things like that, see, they're going into that insanity. They're becoming part of that reality. And we need to stay with the reality of the kingdom of God. And we need not leave that, because in the kingdom is where we'll find peace. God is the God of peace. So the kingdom is filled with peace. God is a comforter. Jesus is a counselor. The Holy Spirit's a counselor. The mighty counselors. You know, we need this counseling. We need this strength. And otherwise, you'll be going off into fantasy land, which actually has a dead end at the end of a cliff that you fall off of. And that's what's happening to these people. See, this fantasy that they're doing to the entire world, that's why the world is an uprising everywhere, and it's very difficult to find who's the good guy and who's the bad guys because of all the propaganda. So you and I have to rightly divide the propaganda. We have to, between the two of us, between the three of us, between the 10 of us, between 100 of us, we have to sit down and start looking and figuring out what's happening, because in the season to come, we have to know before we get there how we're going to react. I hope you heard that. This is a prophetic message. In the season ahead, we have to know how we're going to react before we get there. And so this is really important. And this is a season and hour. I know we're doing home groups and God encounters in homes and all these type of things. And people are being blessed and people are waking up and people, the Holy Spirit gifts are coming upon them, words of knowledge and words of wisdom, and their life is changing. This is Don McSola. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. Goodnews@gate.net. God bless.